Mark Tomerdahl.
Special teams coordinator and also inside receivers coach Mark Tomerdahl. Louisiana Tech again, two blocked field goals so far this year. Six straight years returning a kick or a punt for a touchdown. That's the longest stretch in the country. So, questions for Coach Tomerdahl.
What's the secret to your success?
Oh, we were just trying to get by week to week. We've got good players. You know, we've been really blessed here the last couple of years. They have great players on the back end, you know, in Phillip and now in Lyle. And you don't, those guys would be the first to admit, you know, they don't get to the end zone without good people blocking in front of them. And that's been extremely obvious on film mode this year. I mean, we've had good blocks that have sprung these people. So to answer your question, good players and their mentality.
How was Dion?
Fine.
He's okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's
Pat went started returning
fun. So. Yeah, he's Andrew's a tough guy. He got dinged up a little bit. He'll be. We expect him to be fine. And he's kind of buys into everything that we do, and he kind of exemplifies our team. Blue collar guy, tough guy. You would like him.
In a very up-tempo game that's going to be coming up on Saturday, how much is special teams going to play a role?
Oh, we are playing one of the best coach special teams units in the country. I'm really familiar with this staff. Kevin Sumlin and I have worked together twice. Their special teams coordinator, Tony Levine, played for me at Minnesota. So we go way back. There are no secrets in this game. And, you know, statistically, I mean, these guys are lights out. They have truly national class speed on the back end. And to say that this is a special teams challenge is a bit of an understatement. And you know, you look at the impact that special teams has had on their organization over the last couple of years. It's outstanding. You know, their kickoff returners had taken six to the house. So we are well aware of what lies ahead for us.
Between you and Coach Dykes, it seems like you two know everybody on the staff and everybody knows each other. How familiar are you going to be with each aspect?
Extremely. yeah, there's again. They know what we're doing. We know what they're doing. And now it just and the styles on special teams are quite different. But it'll be a great game of chess. And I think both sides are looking forward to it.
Can you talk a little bit about Adrian Cole so far this year? Two block kicks in two games.
Yeah, and it kind of dovetails off of. The other question that we answered, you know, Adrian has blocked two kicks. I could sit here and say he has a knack for it, which is kind of what you expect me to say. But again, he doesn't make those blocks without great push around him. And we've got some guys on our PAT field goal blocking right now that are just buying in. I think that unit it really does kind of exemplifies your organization. You know, they have. Typically, just giving up a score, and they've got to go back, and you kind of get a feel for your team as to how hard that unit works. And we've got some guys around them now: Justin Ellis, Matt Brohaw, a guy who really improved his production on the unit just this last week is Jonnell White. You know, and again, Adrian can't get free unless those guys around him aren't getting great push and freeing him up.
You and Coach Dykes have said that. Houston's one of the best special teams, but Tech also has some great special teams. How does Houston rank in your tenure here as talent-wise?
Oh, I mean, they're that's a difficult question to ask because, you know, you look at the WAC in and of itself is a very good special teams league. Are they as big a challenge as we faced? Certainly. I would probably be saying the same thing in a couple weeks. So this is in this league as wide open as this league is. You know, you've got to be prepared every week. But I mean, Houston is certainly as big a challenge as we'll face all year.
Anything else?
Fair enough. All right, appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
We'll see you this weekend.
Thanks.